Supply. See store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, a lot of Americans are now driving across the border into Mexico and filling up with cheap Mexican gas and then driving back. I mean, the downside, your car may get riddled with machine gun bullets, but other than that, I mean, that's a small price to pay, really.
There's Jay Leno commenting on the growing number of Americans that are driving across the border into Mexico to buy cheaper gasoline. And that's where we start in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, starting with talk host Joe Pags, who had a caller on focused on oil companies and how the two of them didn't think that they were to blame for high gas prices.
Scott, what's going on?
Hey, I just have a question, and it's something that I'm curious as to why it's never brought up in the discussion. And, you know, everybody, especially the left and the Green Group and the EPA and all that, they want to go after the oil companies and, you know, try to assess blame on them for all the rise in gas prices and all that. But the oil companies, just because oil is in their first name, they are a consumer of oil. You know, so they are being affected by the higher oil prices also. They're not setting these prices. This is OPEC and these nations over there that are holding us hostage with higher prices. So I'm just curious why that's never mentioned.
Why it's never mentioned?
Yeah, I never hear that as, you know, I hate to use the word talking point, but I never hear that as something that, hey, these guys are having to spend more to purchase the oil to refine it in the first place.
Well, the reason why it's never mentioned, because it's easier to go after the oil company by saying they've got record profits, which they do. It's easier to go after them that way. Of course, the profit number, the profit margin, the actual percentage is minimal. What is it, 8% for most companies, which is nothing. I mean, there are the people who make pizzas are making 50% profit. So, you know, the actual profit, the dollar, the revenue coming in, that's going to be attacked every time because it's a huge volume, it's a huge business, and we're talking about billions of dollars here. It's not mentioned because the oil company gets to raise the price at the gasoline company gets to raise the price of the consumer, so they're not being hurt as much by the increased price of crude as we are at the end. I mean, they're always going to make their profit. They're not going to sell the gasoline and lose money like somebody called my show and tried to say was happening a couple of weeks ago. It's just not happening. That's probably why it's not being mentioned.
Right. Oh, no, I agree. And then, you know, it's something that we should mention on our side. And then another thing that you just mentioned, talking about how it's 8% profit margin, and hardly any of that. I've heard that, like, ExxonMobil, as far as their revenue goes, it's less than 1% comes from the sale of refined oil in the form of gasoline. So, you know, that's something else that's never mentioned. And the fact that ExxonMobil individually by themselves as a corporation paid more in income tax than the bottom 50% of individual taxpayers combined.
From Fox, Shannon Bream and Eric Bowling talk about the impact rising prices are having on the cost of food.
Eyeing what could be a painful hit to your wallet in the very near future, brand new forecast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Retail beef prices forecast to spike between 7% and 8% this year. Pork prices set to climb 6.5% to 7.5%. And fresh veggies expected to increase 4.5% to 5.5% in 2011, adding thousands of dollars to the grocery bills of average American families. Eric, what does it mean when you crunch the numbers?
Hey, Shannon, it means there's a lot more pain in the grocery aisle on the way. A lot of the reason for the recent run-up in food prices. By the way, the World Food Bank tells us that prices globally are the highest they've ever been. A lot more higher prices on their way because prices for fuel are skyrocketing. We've been talking about the price of gasoline. We haven't talked a lot about the price for diesel fuel, the fuel that most trucks use to bring food across the country, overseas, et cetera. A lot of it's in the marine as well. Prices for diesel fuel up $1.07 versus a year ago to $4.14 a gallon. You fill up a truck, it costs you somewhere around $1,000 to $1,200 depending on the tank size. So that's added to the fuel to the cost of the produce you mentioned earlier. Tomatoes up 10%, potatoes up 12%, lettuce up 27% versus last year. These prices are going higher. By the way, they tell us the price rise is only going to be 3 to 4%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot when it hits your wallet. And by the way, this is the same group who told us only last year prices were only up 0.8%. I think the numbers they're using may be a little bit skewed. I think the actual prices we're paying in the aisle are substantially higher than that.
Coming up, more on the price of gasoline and some suggestions on what we might be able to do about it as the Talk Radio Review moves along.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Mermaid, listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Your host is Doug Steffen. The focus is the high cost you're paying for gasoline. From MSNBC, Cenk Uygur talked to Pat Buchanan and Bill Press. They debated whether drilling would make any difference.
74% of Americans find it acceptable to end these oil subsidies. Only 22% find it unacceptable. Are the Republicans running into a headwind here?
No, you're talking about peanuts if you're talking $4 billion. But let's take a look at ExxonMobil last year, Cenk. They made $383 billion in revenue and $30 billion in profits. That's about 8% on the dollar, which isn't it's high, but it's not extraordinarily high for American corporations. Secondly, I know you say the price of gasoline is going up, and I went to the pump, and it was $4.30 for regular on Easter Sunday. But let me tell you something. In terms of gold and silver, price of gasoline isn't going up, it's going down. The problem, Cenk, is the American dollar is sinking like a stone. It's almost at an all-time level. It keeps going down to the point where Standard & Poor's thinks we're going to have to default. This is a responsibility of Barack Obama and no one else. It's in terms of dollars that the gasoline prices are soaring.
Pat, if you're going to try to make a case to the American people that gas prices are going down relatively and that we should be giving the oil companies more subsidies, I'm going to wish you a lot of luck.
Well, maybe you can't make the case, but, you got to learn a little bit about supply and demand, as Barack Obama never did when he was out there in that Saul Alinsky outfit in Chicago.
Bill, peanuts?
That's what the bad Pat says.
First of all,
Hey, I got a gas station here in Washington, D.C., where it's $4.99 for regular. I want Pat Buchanan to go down there. It's the end of Virginia Avenue and right alongside the Kennedy Center and tell everybody who pulls up, feel good about this. Gas is going down. Yeah, Pat, lots of luck with that. Look, I'm not surprised. Pat Buchanan, of course, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, they want to blame everything on Barack Obama. The target here, Cenk, you started out, is these oil companies. Look, sure, they ought to make a profit. But the problem with this equation is they think that if they make 60% higher in profits, they can charge 60% higher at the pump. It ought to be just the opposite. So they're gouging consumers while they're, you know, riding off, as you say, laughing all the way to the bank. And what the president says, $4 billion is a lot of money. And number two, it'll get rid of this subsidy that goes to people who don't need it, the oil companies, and put it into, Pat, I'll just be patient, and put it into the kind of energy investment that we need to get away from fossil fuels.
All right, go ahead, Pat.
Let's put it into solar. That'll help our cars a lot. Look, there's
no doubt. It will.
There's a problem. There's no doubt of supply. OPEC has not increased its supply. The Middle East and the Gulf are in utter turmoil. Obama has shut down all these areas in the United States. Demand is rising. It is price, you know, it is supply and demand all the way. Let me ask you, if we need more oil, and we do, who do you think is best equipped to go out and find it and drill for it and bring it to the United States?
No,
the oil companies or Obama, Pelosi, and Reid?
No, here is the answer, Pat. Of course it's the oil companies, but they don't need us to subsidize them. They don't need a handout, Pat. They're fat and happy. And I want to put a fact on the table. You say Obama's not allowing any drilling. As a matter of fact, since a year ago, the largest oil spill in American history, this administration has put out 50 new permits in shallow water in the Gulf of Mexico alone, and 10 new deep water permits, even though, frankly, I don't think that they've fixed the BP thing yet.
Talk host Brian Wilson here with Rayola Doler from the American Petroleum Institute about looking toward Canada for our oil needs.
How do we stand on this generally? Oil sands, Canadian oil sands, what are we talking about as far as the size of the potential for extracting this oil and bringing it into the country?
Well, it's a fantastic potential. Right now we're trying to get the pipeline permission to build a pipeline to bring down an additional 830,000 barrels a day we could bring to this nation within a few years from now. So we're very anxious to see that. It's a reliable, stable supply of crude oil. We're getting from Canada right now. Canada is our biggest supplier. They give us about 2.3 million barrels a day, or about 12% of our nation's energy use. We could bring on almost an extra million. And I think with the instability now in the Middle East, this is just having a reliable source like this is just going to be key to us. And not only that, the development of this resource can create hundreds of thousands of new jobs in the United States just from the trade alone and value added to our gross domestic product. So I think it's a win. It's been under environmental review now for 37 months. Each time it's passed environmental review by the State Department, we are just waiting for the go-ahead. It's been under this review by different departments, 10 different federal agencies. They've all passed it. So we want to see it up and going sooner than later.
Indeed. Well, let's hear it for government bureaucracy, red tape, and other procedural issues. I don't want to get into the quicksand of what generally is a more political and economic discussion or developmental discussion or whatever. But bottom line is, I don't get the sense, especially considering recent news, that this particular administration has got a warm spot in its heart for anything that has the word oil in it. We've got, we're not drilling, and we have essentially an embargo on anything having to do with oil or drilling of any size or depth. I really, the bureaucracy notwithstanding, I get the sense that the real holdup is that this administration is not blessing the effort.
Well, I have to say, I think you're right. And each and every step of the way, they've thrown up real roadblocks to development in our country. And even partnering with Canada.
Coming up, Bill O'Reilly tries to explain Donald Trump's popularity when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what talk radio and talk television are doing. We're surveying talk radio programs all around the country as usual. Big issue or the big focus, maybe Donald Trump, possibility he's going to run for president. Bill O'Reilly talked about Trump and how he's reaching voters.
Like him or not, you have to accept that Donald Trump is now setting the political agenda in the USA. Think about that. Could anyone have predicted that Mr. Trump, a celebrity, would be driving the political discourse 9 months before the presidential primaries? Stripping away all the BS, Trump's message is very simple. America's in decline. We are not the country we used to be. And it's all the fault of President Obama and the Democratic Party. That's it. That's his main theme. The beauty is everybody can understand it. The country's going downhill. It's a simple but powerful message. However, some in the Republican Party see danger ahead because Donald Trump is so bombastic. GOP intellectual Charles Krauthammer put it this way.
Trump is the Al Sharpton of the Republican Party. Provocateur and clown. Unserious. I think he's going to harm the party if he runs for the same reason that Sharpton harmed the Democrats.
Now, after hearing that, Donald Trump picked up the phone and called Krauthammer.
When my secretary told me, I put on a helmet and a flak jacket as I answered the phone. I expected a tirade, which he would have had every right to do, given what I've been saying about him. In fact, he was courteous, but very calm, and he made his case. Rather than sort of attacking everything I said about him, he made his case. I'm a serious businessman, I'm a serious man, and I'm a serious candidate.
Now, Charles Krauthammer issued a column before that phone call from Trump, that reiterated Trump's a clown and will not win the Republican nomination. Now, Talking Points believes that, like Patrick Buchanan, who won the New Hampshire primary in 1996, Donald Trump can have an impact on the primary vote. His populist message will appeal to Americans fed up with phony politicians, and there is no Republican candidate who will go after President Obama as hard as Trump will. That also has an appeal to some conservatives. So there's no question that Donald Trump has emerged as a political force in the country. He's eclipsing most of the Republican establishment candidates and injecting unbridled passion and perhaps chaos into the upcoming campaign.
Here's host Richard Randall talking to Karl Rove, who seems to be on this program every other day talking about Donald Trump.
Is Barack Obama beatable?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, in the last couple of weeks, we've gotten two national polls
that had the exact same number, 45%, said they would definitely not vote for him. And one of them had 28% who said they definitely would, and another one had him in the 30s. But, I mean, think about it. I mean, here's a guy who's the president of the United States. We don't even know who his opponent is going to be. We're not going to know that until, say, March or April of next year. And 45%, nearly half the people say, there's no way I'm voting for him. So the question is, who's going to be able to energize through their narrative? The other people needed to couple with that 45% and win.
Is Trump to be taken seriously? Palin seems like maybe she's losing a little bit of momentum. Newt maybe is still out there. But there was a poll last week saying a lot of average Americans really aren't even sure who some of the front runners are on the Republican side.
I'm one who doesn't think that Donald Trump started out as a serious candidate. I mean, he experienced business guy. He had a couple of strikes against him right from the get-go. I mean, he's not a rock rib Republican. He attacked Ronald Reagan, saying that he wasn't certain there was anything behind Reagan's smile. He attacked both President Bushes. He attacked he maxed out to Charlie Crist in the Florida Senate race last year and maxed out to Harry Reid. If you take a look at his federal campaign giving, the largest recipient of his monies over the last 20-some-odd years has been the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. He routinely gave to John Kerry, Ted Kennedy, you know, Charlie Rangel, et cetera. I mean, this is a guy who said Barack Obama was the greatest and called Nancy Pelosi the best. I mean, this is not exactly a rock rib Republican, but his full-throated embrace of the birther issue, it strikes me, you know, people are concerned about jobs, economy, deficit, debt, spending, and health care, and here's a guy who spent basically the last 5 weeks talking about how he doesn't think Barack Obama was born in the United States of America.
Coming up, both CNN and Fox are looking to put the birther issue to rest. That's on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our conversation about Donald Trump and one of his major issues, the thing that many would argue is his only issue, is the debate over the president's birth certificate and the insinuation that he wasn't born in the U.S. From CNN, Gary Tookman actually led an investigation to Hawaii, talking to government officials, hospital staff, and even employees at the newspaper that ran Obama's birth announcement.
The Honolulu Star Bulletin newspaper, in August 1961, declares Mr. and Mrs. Barack H. Obama have given birth to a son. A simple birth announcement that has become part of a complex web of conspiracy theories, with one question looming above all others.
I was born in Hawaii.
Was President Obama really born in the United States? The answer, yes.
Have you seen Barack Obama's original birth certificate?
Yes.
Dr. Shiomi Fukino is the former director of the Hawaii Department of Health and a devoted Republican. Until now, she had not talked on camera about this topic.
As a Republican member of the last Republican governor of Hawaii, Linda Lingle's cabinet, do you have any doubt that Barack Obama was born in the United States?
Absolutely not. I have no doubt.
Dr. Fukino says she was asked last year by the governor's press secretary to make a statement about the birth certificate controversy. Under state law, a public official can look at someone else's certificate if there is a, quote, direct and tangible interest. She indeed felt she had that interest because of the statement she had to make. So she found the original Obama birth certificate stored in a vault in the Department of Health building.
And what did it tell you? Was it authentic? Was he born here in the state of Hawaii?
It was absolutely authentic. He was absolutely born here in the state of Hawaii.
But Dr. Fukino says even if she hadn't seen the original certificate, this document, the president's computer-generated certificate, which was made public 3 years ago, had already proven he was born in Hawaii. There's quite a bit of irony over this original birth certificate debate. And that is, the original documents are no longer even certified by the state. The health department says President Obama or any other Hawaiian could still go through the process of getting one. But either way, they're no longer supposed to be used for official purposes. Only the computer-generated ones will do. We wanted to see what you get when you ask for your Hawaii birth certificate.
Next door, birth, death, marriage, birth for us.
Okay. We met 49-year-old Stig Vitalik and told him we'd pay $7 for a new birth certificate for him.
Yeah, I'm Gary talking with CNN. We're here to get a birth certificate for Stig.
We asked Stig because we also saw his birth announcement in the Honolulu newspaper. And the same article, four names down, another newborn, or 13 hours earlier. Barack Obama.
Now, do you give him his original certificate or the electronic copy?
It's a computerized birth certificate.
So this, a STIG certificate of live birth. It's the same form Barack Obama has, the very same form every Hawaiian now gets when they request the birth certificate. It has his name on it, his birth date, August 5th, 1961, the day after the president. It says it was filed August 8th, 1961. This is a raised seal to show us authenticity. And on the bottom, perhaps the most important line, this copy serves as prima facie evidence of the fact of birth in any court proceeding.
Nobody we talk to doubts STIG's citizenship. But a CNN poll shows 25% of Americans doubt President Obama's. Another part of the conspiracy theory is that the birth announcement in the paper is a fake, planted by his family or someone else who wanted to trick the world into believing the future president was born in the U.S. Dan Nicasso is a longtime newspaper reporter in Honolulu.
There are a number of people who believe that Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States, that his mother or grandmother called the newspaper and gave false information that he was born in the United States. Is it possible I could have gotten in the newspaper?
No, that's not possible. Under the system that existed back then, there was no avenue for people to submit information that way.
So how did the information get in the paper? The
information came directly from the State Department of Health.
We confirmed that fact with the Health Department, too. All birth announcements printed in the paper came directly from the birth records of the hospital.
So why won't President Obama just release a copy of his original birth certificate? Well, there are some who say he won't do it because the word Muslim is on it. But we've taken a look at the original birth certificate of another man. And while there are extra spaces on it for hospital and for ages of the parents and for the occupation of the father, there is no space whatsoever for religion. And the former director of the health department who has seen Barack Obama's original birth certificate confirms there is no mention whatsoever of religion. The White House says in part, no matter what Barack Obama says or does, there are many doubters who will still doubt.
Taco's Carl Wolfson here. Fox in his focus. Apparently, Fox is standing against Trump, reporting that the president was born in Hawaii and is a citizen.
They want this craziness muted. It's there. It's a big part of the Republican Party. But more evidence of that from Fox. Shepard Smith had this to say the other day.
He has produced a birth certificate. It shows his mother gave birth to him in Hawaii. It is stamped and sealed by the state of Hawaii. It is confirmed, and Fox News can confirm, the president of the United States is a citizen of the United States, period.
Okay. Remember Karl Rove, who's a paid Fox contributor, said Donald Trump, by pursuing this birth issue, is with the nuts. That's another reason, another evidence that Fox News wants to push and marginalize Donald Trump.
Coming up, we'll turn our attention to Libya and the debate over going after Mr. Gaddafi on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bo from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Talk Radio in Review, a daily overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here with the latest from Libya, is that the government there has called on the African Union for help against the NATO airstrikes. Talk host Charlie Parker here with correspondent Todd Starnes, talking about the airstrikes and the rumors they're moving ahead and trying to assassinate Gaddafi.
NATO says that it was, you know, just to try to coordinate some of, take down his communication headquarters. People on the Gaddafi side say, no, they were trying to kill him. I kind of wish that was the direction they were going myself.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, well. Me too, Charlie. You know, the good old days. well, you know, it's I think they took out the library and this banquet hall where they serve visiting dignitaries the saltine crackers and vine sausages. But Gaddafi's still alive. Didn't get him.
That's what's interesting. When we were talking about this yesterday, 45 injured, 12 seriously, and none of those that were injured was named Gaddafi.
No, and to reiterate the point, yesterday, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney held a press briefing, said, hey, look, just a reminder, we're not trying to remove him militarily. We're hoping to get him out by other means. So they're not going to take him out. A lot of people are scratching their heads going, why not? You know, if you can drop a bomb, you know, and get the guy, then it's all over with.
John McConnell talks to military analyst Mike Lyons about the calls from some nations for NATO to actually kill Gaddafi.
I'm looking at this is from the Telegraph, where Western leaders, and I mean senior Western leaders, call for NATO to adopt an assassination policy against Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to salvage the bombing campaign in Libya from a descent into stalemate.
Yeah.
That's a big old statement.
Yeah, it sure is. I don't think it's a great idea. In fact, it's probably one of the worst short-sighted ideas that we could do right now to continue most of the short-sighted thinking that we've been doing in the last month since we got involved in Libya. I mean, somebody in this government has got to look 2 weeks out or look 10 inches above their nose to find out, to kind of figure out, you know, what good looks like over the horizon for Libya. And while in the short term that decapitation type strategy, you know, would succeed, but it would go down a very slippery slope with regard to the potential of getting more civilians killed. It would be the potential of missing the target and mostly it would legitimize doing that in the future. So other countries could say, you know, we don't like the way the United States is acting. Let's go assassinate that president there, too.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Putin said about this. Is there a lack, and I'm quoting him from a Yahoo article I'm reading here, is there a lack of such crooked regimes in the world? What are we going, are we going to intervene in all these conflicts? Look at Africa, look at Somalia. Are we going to bomb everywhere and conduct missile strikes?
Yeah, so, you know, there's just so much rhetoric, anger right now that's out there. There's an article in the New York Times this morning by General Dubrick, who was in Iraq, and he wants to finish the job and, you know, kind of go full throttle into Libya tomorrow right now. And the answer to that, I say, to general, is with what? I mean, there's just, you know, our military has completely been tapped out the last 10 years fighting wars on two fronts right now. You know, 1,500,000 troops in Libya tomorrow, I mean, where are they coming from? Because that's what it's going to take. And it's still, it's a country going through a civil war right now. There's going to be a rebuild at some point. The Gaddafi regime is going to change. This is that's likely. The question is when. You know, we just haven't had a proper strategy on any of this from the beginning, and now we're left with a lot of bad choices.
Up next here is talk host Rick Daniels here with CBS's Edward Uranian, who says a sandstorm has practically shut down the fighting in Libya.
We had heard yesterday one report that the rebels had taken Misrata, and then another report that they had lost the gains they had made. It seems to have taken a back seat to Libya and or to Yemen and Syria today. What is the latest in Libya?
Well, Rick, actually, they're having a sandstorm in Benghazi right now. I assume they're probably having a sandstorm in Tripoli as well. I haven't seen the images there, but anyway, it's spring. They have Khamasin weather, which is where the wind blows sand. And so really, you can't mount many serious military operations in weather like that. I'd assume that the military situation is probably frozen right now. It's been a stalemate anyway. In Misrata, well, yes, the rebels said they had recaptured part of a large chunk of Tripoli Street, the main drag in Misrata. I assume they probably did, but does that mean that Gaddafi's forces have totally backed off? No, I don't think so at all. I think he's basically just moving in more units. His forces got pretty badly beaten up. Their snipers on the top of the buildings, tall buildings, were sort of chased out or surrendered because they were cut off from supply lines, and they really didn't have the wherewithal to hold out much longer. But I think they're basically still pounding with field artillery, which means that they haven't given up. You know, they said they gave up or they had pulled their army out. That's what the spokesman said. But, you know, you hear a lot of things in the Middle East, and generally they're not true.
Talk host Mandy Cannell here with a caller who wants to know why all the people who are protesting our involvement in Iraq are not out there protesting our getting involved in Libya.
Two college professors who just released a study of national protests between 2007 and 2009. What did they find? After January 2007, the attendance at anti-war rallies measured in roughly the tens of thousands or thousands through the end of 2008. After the election of Barack Obama as president, the order of magnitude of anti-war protests dropped. Organizers were hard-pressed to stage a rally with participation in the thousands or even the hundreds. For example, we counted exactly 107 participants in a Chicago rally on October 7th, 2009. Now, when you consider that after Obama was elected, American fatalities shot up in 2009 and 2010. And remember all the signs. You remember all the signs at the anti-war protests. I support the troops. That's why I want to bring them home. Support the troops. Bring them home. If it's all about the troops, then there should still be this high level of concern for their safety in a war zone.
It's amazing how the war protesters have disappeared.
Yeah.
Cindy Sheehan has not been seen lately, neither has Code Pink, neither has any of the other anti-war protesters. And locally, Harold Treanor, he's always writing letters to the Courier-Journal, and Henry Wallace's daughter. Those are the two people that really were the mainstays of the protest.
Do you think it's because... Now that Obama has created the Obama doctrine of leading from behind, do you think they just are more comfortable with that, or has war gotten less messy to them? Or I'm trying to find altruistic motives for this big drop-off, Les.
Well, it's basically the agenda. The agenda is to attack the Republican Party and anybody else. Obama just started a war in Libya. Now, what the heck are we doing in Libya? Now they're talking about... And, of course, John McCain, the quisling Republican, who's going to – he's pushing for war, for arms and troops on the ground. This is madness.
I agree.
If George W. Bush would have done this, my God, they would have been marching in Washington, D.C. But it just shows the hypocrisy. You know, it's not even hypocrisy. It's total – the agenda is only to – Obama's wars are fine. The other wars are not.
Well, you know, he did say he wasn't going to fight any stupid wars. Remember that.
Well, what he says and what he does are 180 degrees opposite of what, you know, everything he comes out of his mouth. Yeah, you know how I feel about this guy.
Yeah.
The truth never comes out of his mouth. The next time he tells the truth will be the first time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, I mean, let's face it, Les. He's been propped up by the media his entire life.
Coming up next, we shift our focus to the east a little bit, to the latest developments in Syria. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here in our conversation about talk radio and talk television, the left, the right, all of the political things that are going on, news talk radio, the situation in Syria. CNN's Ali Velshi and Christine Romans talked to Mark Ginsburg, presidential advisor. He's a specialist in the Middle East, about the violence in Syria that is so much worse than what's been going on in Libya.
What do they think in Washington where we move into Libya and we do what we're doing there, and everybody seemed to think at the time that that made sense, but they're doing much worse to their own people in Syria, and as Fawaz said, no likelihood of U.S. or even possibly Western involvement. Why?
Well, Ali, because in the end, we've already imposed significant economic sanctions that Congress mandated against Syria in 2006. It remains the only Arab country deemed a state sponsor of terror. And at the same time, and this would be appealing to your particular area of expertise, the entire economy of Syria is about the size of a medium-sized U.S. city. And so between sanctions already imposed by the United States, other than moral persuasion and shining a bigger media spotlight on Syria, all of this talk of additional economic sanctions is really just gilding the lily at this point.
Mark, what the United States has to do diplomatically then is push its allies and others who are doing business with Syria, who all do have ties with Syria, to try to get some sort of a coordinated international response here to stop the slaughter.
You know, Christine, the worst thing here is that President Assad has stolen a page out of his father's playbook when in 1982 his father put down a similar rebellion in the city of Hama and killed 10,000 people. And so the Assad family has a history of engaging in this type of repression. The bottom line is that other than a country like Germany, there are very few countries that really are doing much business with Syria. The main one being Iran, so there's not much we can do there. And Ali and Christine, you should probably be aware of the fact that there's three countries in the region that don't want us to do much against the Assad regime.
Right.
Our strongest allies, Turkey, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. And in Saudi Arabia's case, one of the reasons why oil prices are high is because they refuse to turn on a spigot on a much higher degree of oil output because they're the only swing producer
right.
in the region. Why? Because they're angry with the United States and they don't want us to put Assad under the bus, even though they've never liked the Assad family.
Each of these, you talk about a comprehensive strategy for the Middle East, but that's almost an oxymoron because each of these countries has very different political, religious, and historical perspectives. How is the president and his team doing, in your view, on making a clear strategy for the Middle East, country by country, if you will, and are they projecting that well?
Well, in my considered judgment, although Syria is a really tough case and Libya has been a complete distraction to the United States and our core international interests, the administration seems to have lost sight of focusing on those core interests. Egypt, far more pivotal, Arab-Israeli peace, Iran's nuclear program. Instead, we're being, in effect, sidelined into these countries that really are not as important. But Syria is more important than Libya.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it is the proxy for Iran in the Middle East.
Right.
It controls Hezbollah's arms flow. It has a great deal of influence over the situation in Lebanon.
Yeah.
And frankly, the administration's having a very hard time figuring out what to do about Syria. And that really is a mistake.
Mark.
It's backing in based on a 24/7 news cycle.
Talk host Bill Mahler here with a Middle Eastern correspondent that has been overviewing the violence in Syria and the discussion of why we don't seem to be hearing much about it in the news.
In Syria, too, the government has been killing its own, but we haven't really had reports or pictures from the field in this critically important nation in that region. The government controls everything, the media, the internet, electricity, telephones. The violence has been escalating, and it's not easy for reporters who haven't been allowed into the country to get good, solid information. Los Angeles Times reporter Borzu Daragahi, he has been working hard to gather the facts. He is in Beirut, Lebanon. Borzu, who have you been able to speak with, if anybody, to tell you what's going on, let's say, in that one town of Dara, one of the main cities of this revolt against the government?
Well, we do have a freelance correspondent in Syria who has been sending us reports, and we've been getting information from this person. We've also been connected to a network of activists, some of them right here in the city of Beirut, who are in touch with their compatriots in Syria. Some of the Syrian activists also have satellite telephones, and we've been able to get in touch with them either directly or indirectly through those phones.
These are people who are essentially risking their lives for speaking out, and I guess you really can't even mention their names because the government could be listening.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we've found out, and I've done a few radio interviews where you've had people calling in and essentially spouting the Syrian government line, you know, it's sort of very suspect the way they were talking. It seems like they were monitoring and kind of calling in to make sure that that point of view was presented. But I would say also that there's a consciousness among the activists that, you know, it's not enough to just go out into the streets and protest. Unless they videotape themselves and upload it to the internet, unless they develop contacts with journalists outside and get them word, the cause will be lost.
Find out more about this. If you need to make more sense out of these stories, they're all in review at DougStephan.com.